these two with me? Suddenly. Well, that's just a coincidence. Well, I have a lot of those coincidences. What would that ticket cost? No, but what would that ticket cost if it was first class? $2,500 apiece. Yeah. So suddenly, you got $5,000 laid on you.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, God's a Jew. Yeah. He knows all about discounts. I told my staff the other night I was preaching because God told me to go back and preach along these lines at our church. He said, now get them ready and get ready. Then the Lord started dealing with me coming here. Like I said to my church, we need to get ready for the suddenlies. For the suddenlies to happen in our lives. Suddenly that property sold. Suddenly that insurance deal came through. Suddenly somebody walks in and the debt goes down. God, it's like the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. God knows how. But see, we got to get into the Word and do what He says. Can you say amen? I want you to listen. I think we're starting at, 90, somewhere around it. This was back in 1978 or 79 in that meeting, and I want you to listen. Go ahead.
88, 89, 81, 2. You want one? Where are we at now? We're on 90. 92. 90. All right, 90. 91. 92.
Praise the Lord.
93. Huh? 94. 95.
You hear that?
96. 97. 98. There it is.
That wind came into that place, the wind of God. I've heard Brother Hagin talk about how the wind would come in his meetings. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Get out of your head and get into your spirit. And miracle after miracle, and even today, what was that? 79, how many years ago was that? Who's the? Huh? 16 years ago. And even today when I go back to that town, people tell you, you know what happened to me in that meeting when I was one of those that gave $1,000? Still talking about it, what they did. Can you say amen? Well, you're doing it, it's a gimmick, guy. I'm just telling you, when you obey God, when you look at it, it said, and with one accord in one place, suddenly there came a sound from us. God said, I'm still pouring out suddenly. This is that. He's still pouring out today. Well, I ain't doing it on me. Because we got to get in one accordance with the Word of God. There shouldn't be no dry times with God. There should be no dry times with God. We got to get in accordance. You know, we're a church full of unforgiveness. We hold grudges and everything. And we wonder why these suddenly. We don't understand why these things ain't happening in our life. Once in a while we have a faith accident and something happens. It should be every day when you get up in the morning. Oh, I don't know what it is today, Lord, but something good is about you. We heard that from Oral Roberts all the time. Richard Roberts, if you've been watching him on television, I don't know if he's on in this area. They turned, his dad said, when I turn 75, I'm out of here. He's talking about the university. I'm out of here. Things were happening. They got $44 million behind in debt and television bills and everything else. Brother Oral Roberts, a lot of his partners were dying off, and you had a new generation that was coming off. And his partners for him, they seemed like they were dying off. New generation coming up. And when he says, when I reach 75, I am retiring. I am not going to be the dean of the school. I was just with Richard last Sunday night, a week ago today. And we talked about this, and he got up and testified of this. And he said, now, you know, and you're going to have to vote somebody in. He did not ask for his son to be in there. Richard did say, I do not want you to vote for me because I'm his son. But I will be a candidate. They have said I'd like to be, they said that they voted that he'd be one of the ones they vote on. There were several. He says, I will run, but I leave it into God's hands. I just don't want people to vote for me because he's my dad. And he decreased on that deal, brother, because he could have pulled rank. But he said, no, I want, and they voted Richard in. Thank God. Because I don't know if any of them had a healing ministry. You need somebody to put in there, had a healing ministry and carry it. Then they had a board meeting at the vote, and they put in front of him. He didn't know, because he stayed out of all that stuff. He didn't know, and they shoved a piece of paper across, and he says, this is the debt. And he looked at it. $44 million. He said, I became president and took on a debt. This man took on a debt when he came here. Somebody else's debt. Richard took somebody else's debt. Wasn't his debt. It was the ministry's. He worked for the ministry. But he took it because it came with the program. And he said for 6 months he couldn't sleep. He tossed and turned. Toss and turn. People phoning. His friends that own Christian TV stations phoning every day, threatening to sue. I mean, how'd you like to get in front of TV and say, something good is going to happen to you? And I hope it happens to me today. When everybody knows that are behind the scenes, owe $44 million. He was in the office one day, and he got a phone call from the Carl Schrader down in Lakeland, Florida. You know where all the preachers here in Ontario go during the winter, you know, down there. Not this preacher. And he said, come on down, we're having a revival down here, and I want you to preach on Sunday night. He said, fine. So he came down there, and he was talking about what was happening, this revival of laughter and everything else. He says, you know, and he says, I am not interested in that. I've got a debt of $44 million. $44 million. $44 million. I mean, that could be $44,000 to you. I mean, it's just zeros. And he got up and preached seven steps out of your trial or something like that. And people, he started out and people started laughing like you did. And another one's laughing. He said, what is going on here? And he started laughing. And they started laughing and everything. He said, what's so funny? And he went over and said, what is so funny? I got $44 million. And he said, well, this is what's been happening. We've had a revival. We had this guy named by Howard Brown over here. And a revival has broken out. Actually, it's been happening all over the earth. There's just key people that he moved through. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it hit Richard, and he fell out under the pulpit and just started laughing. And he started laughing. Never did finish his sermon. Went home, put him on the plane, and he was laughing all the way home. He got home, and his wife thought he was in hysterics. That board came in there, and they called for a psychologist. They said, he has broken. He has snapped under this pressure. No, what happened is that he got out of his mind and got into his spirit, because it says when you get out of your thought life and get on the Word of God, it will not turn void. Since that time, 22 months has went by, and everybody, he said, I haven't done nothing. I haven't begged. I haven't sent no strings out. I haven't done anything. But they're in a board meeting, and they're talking about these finances. He said, our insurance is on the phone. Insurance man, and they need $87,000 by the end of the day today. And if they don't have it, they're cutting our insurance off, and you cannot run a university without insurance. They'll shut you down like that. He fell out of his chair and started laughing under the Holy Ghost. And they said again, he's snapping, he can't take it. Half an hour later, I was under my desk laughing, and here I'm in a board meeting. And he got another call, and he said, there's a guy on the phone that wants to give you $1 million. I'll talk to him. Hello? The Lord spoke to me. I just sold my business, and I've been a partner of your dad's for many years, and I just sold my business for $150 million, and God told me to give you $1 million, and I'm overnighting it to you. Cashier's check. He threw the phone up and went under the desk again laughing. In the last 22 months, that guy's phoned two more times and gave him $1 million. He said, my debt for 22 months has went down $1 million a month. He said, I'm expecting by the time another 22 months go, I'll be even, and then I'm going up, honey. Yeah. And that's all he hasn't been begging. He hasn't been doing. That's all he was laughing at the devil. He got in one accordance with the Word of God. And he said, oh, I heard about this revival. I don't want to get involved with this. They're a bunch of, you know, little fanatics. We were in the back room after he preached, and I had a beautiful tie. The white, you remember those little stripes? I had a beautiful tie. You wouldn't want to shred that one. That's a nice one. And we was in the back. And we was eating. I was right next to Richard, and Richard looked, boy, that's a beautiful tie. I said, I love you, Richard. I love you too, brother. The friend's good seeing you. He said, I sure like your tie. Why don't you give me that tie? I said, okay. He fell out on the floor laughing. And he got up after 5 minutes laughing. I said, what's so funny about that tie? He says, I'm going to get up in front of TV and say, now, Brother Dufresne gave me this tie, so next time you see him, buy him a tie. Then I fell out on the chair laughing. Brother Summerall, what's going on here? He's not against it, but he's just grunting about it. You know, he's like, what happened? Richard obeyed God, got in accordance with the Word of God. Then a revival broke out in the university. He says, I don't care what anybody says about this revival. It's working for me. And one day they had a chapel, and the power of God, for 3 days, the students were laid out. Did you hear about, was you there then? They were all laid out in the fields and out in the lawns and everything else. In the chapel, they were laid out laughing. You can imagine what the board of directors, my God, the whole place is going nuts. They're snapping under the pressure. No! I'll tell you what happened. He got out of his mind and got into his spirit and started just trusting God. He says, I sleep like a baby. And he said, when I get up in the morning, I took an offering about the suddenly, and he liked that, so he'd probably be preaching it on the TV. The suddenlies have been happening every month for him. And I get up now, you know what I say? Lord, I'm doing my best. I'm in the one accord with you. I'm looking for the suddenly.
For additional books and tapes from Dr. Ed Dufresne and information concerning World Harvest School of Ministry, please write to Ed Dufresne Ministries, P.O. Box 186, Temecula, California, 92593.